next hour. It's now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. 13 people have been detained in counterterrorism raids in Istanbul.
It is not clear if there is any direct connection to this attack, but we know that it has prompted these counterterrorism operations. We understand from a semi-official state news agency that police went to 16 different locations, sweeping up 13 suspected militants within the last day. So again, not clear if there's any direct connection to this, but certainly this has triggered or prompted these counterterrorism operation.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. Authorities have also now revised the Istanbul death toll upward again. It is now 42, they say. With the 4th of July holiday weekend coming so close on the heels of the Istanbul airport attack, security at America's airports is being stepped up and perhaps in ways not seen before.
What we're seeing here in the United States is a lot of airports in places like New York. They are ramping up security. Their officers are being armed with tactical weapons. In Miami, in Atlanta, they're also increasing their police presence, but specifically around the perimeter of the airport, the so-called soft target.
Correspondent Renee Marsh. Now, D.C. Homeland Security officials say there are no credible threats this holiday weekend, but they are on alert. Chris Geldhart is director of D.C. Homeland Security and Management Agency.
We're looking at the 4th of July, looking at the crowds that we're going to have in the areas that we need to protect, and asking the population, the people out there, those that are coming or that are here in the city, keep an eye out.
If you see anything that doesn't look right, he says, tell authorities right away. Oh, and authorities say leave your drone at home on Monday. U.S. Park Police today are issuing a reminder that flying unmanned aircraft is illegal anywhere inside a 15-mile radius of Reagan National Airport. New Columbia could be the 51st state. That's the name a D.C. statehood commission has voted to call the district if it becomes a state.
Some argued against naming anything after Christopher Columbus.
But the name is not, it is not to honor Columbus. And I felt uncomfortable about honoring Columbus before, but we're not honoring Columbus. So I'm fine with the name.
Eleanor Hart with the D.C. Statehood Coalition says the district's named after the goddess Columbia. Some say it doesn't matter who it's named after. New Columbia's a boring name.
I don't think having an exciting name is a priority.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Glowing reviews are coming in for the 6.5 years that Kaya Henderson was in charge of D.C.'s public schools.
It's a pretty tough job being at the helm of a big urban school district, says D.C. Councilmember David Grosso, chairs the Education Committee.
Once you start something that is as important as trying to turn the schools around, you have to be very, very committed.
Grosso says Kaya Henderson has been making D.C. schools a national leader.
We have seen an increase in high school graduation, high overall academic achievement changes.
He'll start looking for a successor this fall when she steps down. Grosso says he or she needs to stay on the same path.
We need to find someone who is willing to buckle down on this work.
Since the achievement gap, he says, is still too wide. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The University System of Maryland Foundation will no longer directly invest in certain fossil fuel sources. Leonard Rayleigh, the president and CEO of the foundation, says they're concerned about climate change and taking actions to reflect that. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 17,695. The Nasdaq at 47,79. Sports, the Nationals complete the sweep, beating the Mets again. The O's win their seventh straight, beating San Diego. WMDA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marv.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Wright from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Hey, Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Now, take it easy. I'm not going to sing the song, but I am going to tell you that now would be a great time to clean out that garage and donate your car, truck, van, or boat to Cars for Kids. Here's the thing. You don't even need to be there when they come to pick up the car. That's how easy it is. Towing is free, and your car will be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. If you have a car that you don't need anymore and just want to get rid of the headache, whether it's running or not, do some good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. Visit carsforkids.com or call right now at 877-CARS-4-KIDS, that's Cars with a K, and see how easy it's going to be to make a difference. The call is quick and the impact is real. Remember, that's 877-CARS-4-KIDS, online at carsforkids.com. Donate your car today. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Online at carsforkids.com. Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, it's a struggle. In fact, now out of Greenbelt, that's where the delays begin. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 50 delays just inside the Beltway. And this is a solid lineup. The problem, right as you're trying to merge onto DC 295, as you're coming up to Eastern Avenue, accident activity continues. You need to stay to the left to get by. It will definitely cost you extra time, obviously, if we're back to the Beltway. You get a little bit of a break, but if you're continuing on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, we're jammed to get past the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road extend beyond the Wilson Bridge into Virginia. Had the earlier accident after Telegraph Road as you approach Van Doren. That's to the shoulder, so the closer you get to that crash, the better the pace does become. For 95, 395, 66, it's been about the volume. Metro Rail Blue Line still single tracking between Braddock Road and National Airport due to a track problem outside the National Airport. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 62 in Chantilly, 66 in La Plata, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. $24 million in cash is seized in a Miami drug bust. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Gary Byrne was a Secret Service officer in the Clinton White House. He has written a tell-all book, and it's pretty eye-opening, some of the things he has to say about the Democrats' presumptive nominee to be the next president. He will join us in studio coming up at 8:05, and trust me, folks, you don't want to miss this. 8:35, it's Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor's off today because he's coming in to fill in for Chris Plant in a short while. In his place today, very ably, is Jesse Jane Duff. Good to
have
you, Jesse
Jane. That's me. Good morning, motivators.
Joining us now on the line is former ambassador to the UN, John Bolton. Good day to have him here to give us sort of a lay of the land following these attacks in Istanbul. Ambassador Bolton, thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to do it. Glad to be with you.
All right. So we are now beginning to get more information about these attacks. But I guess the thing that is very evident to everybody in this country is that ISIS wants to hit soft targets, and it seems likely that they really want to do that here as well.
Well, and I think the Director of National Intelligence, General Clapper, has obviously an Obama administration appointee, has been testifying in public sessions up on the Hill that the international terrorist threat today is equal to or greater than it was before 9/11. He has said publicly, as has CIA Director John Brennan, that ISIS has infiltrated terrorists into Europe, and we have every reason to think they've made it here as well. This attack in Istanbul looked very much like the attack on Brussels. Word out of Turkey today is they've arrested 13 people, including three foreigners, also points to ISIS rather than the radical Kurdish faction. So I think, you know, we're coming up on the 4th of July weekend here. If I were a terrorist, I'd certainly pick a major holiday like that in the United States. If I had the capacity to put suicide bombers on the ground, you know, if you've been in a TSA screening line recently, you know how long they are. The terrorist just gets in line with everybody else, gets halfway through, detonates then. That's the most vulnerable point while you're waiting to go through the security line.
Ambassador, so good to talk with you. What is your approach or thoughts on Secretary of State John Kerry for boasting about the success in the fight against ISIS? And very recently, just give me your two cents on how disgusting that is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's obviously not listening to the intelligence briefings he should be getting every day or several times a day. Look, this has been a propaganda line by this administration since Benghazi, if not before. The president has never believed that it's a global war on terror. He thinks it's a law enforcement matter. He thinks it's like a low-grade infection. We're always going to have it. And I truly believe what Obama, Clinton, and Kerry, the whole line of foreign policy in this administration, have believed is the worst, as bad as a terrorist attack is, even worse is what they would call an American overreaction. And so if you can sell to the people out in the country with hay in their hair that everything's okay, nothing to worry about, you're trying to minimize an overreaction. It's the same reason they won't use the phrase radical Islamic terrorism, because those rubes out in the country are just not as smart as they are. And you know, if we tell them the truth, they'll overreact. That, to me, is actually the worst part of the administration, their disdain for average Americans.
You know, the Benghazi report came out this week, and there was one thing that I saw it, I said, oh, I've got to ask Ambassador Bolton about this next time I'm on. We've always wondered why it was the UN ambassador, Susan Rice, who was sent out to speak on the Sunday talk shows, and who promulgated this idea that this was about a video, an internet video, that it was not a terrorist attack, it was some kind of spontaneous protest that developed over an internet video. We wondered why that was, and the reports were sort of revealed that apparently they asked the Secretary of State, and she didn't respond. They then went to the National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, and he declined. I don't blame him, because he didn't want to go out there and tell that lie. Mm-hmm. And then they turned to Susan Rice. Were you always surprised by the fact that Susan Rice was the person who was sent out to do that? You sat in that seat. You know what that job is. Were you surprised by that?
I was stunned by it. I mean, look, it's a wonderful job. It's an important job. It has absolutely nothing to do with oversight of American personnel in Libya. And Susan Rice herself, you know, wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post when her nomination to be Secretary of State collapsed over what she said about the Mohammed video on those five Sunday talk shows. And I've just got one phrase from it I want to read, and it's her explanation why she ended up on those shows rather than Clinton. She says this on that day, that Sunday: Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was unavailable after a grueling week. Grueling week.
Didn't she have
Hillary?
The head injury?
Yeah. But I think that this is a polite way, a very diplomatic way of saying Hillary wasn't up to it.
Well, did you have any other reaction to the report in total?
Well, I think it was fascinating that I believe this is new information in the report, that on the night of September the 11th, they had this two-hour meeting of the deputies of the National Security Council, although it did include Hillary Clinton, apparently by secure phone, not to talk about what their military options were in terms of protecting Americans, and a point I always stress, not just in Benghazi, not just in Tripoli, all over the Middle East from potential new attacks the next day. No, that's not what they were talking about. They were talking about what their public line was going to be. I mean, that to me says it all about what this administration's priorities are and Secretary Clinton's.
Well, it's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. You know, they couldn't get him on this. But Homeland Security Chairman Representative Mike McCaul said that she, in reference to Hillary Clinton, she is the architect of this foreign policy that has led to the creation of ISIS. I think that it's a very important point to make. It led to this Arab Spring that became the winter where Benghazi occurred. What is your take on those remarks?
I think he's right on target. I mean, look, this is Hillary Clinton wants to run for Barack Obama's third term. She's going to have to answer for his first two terms. And she was critical. She was the architect of his policies. You can read her memoir, Hard Choices, all 600 grindingly tedious pages of it, as I have. You can't find a dime's worth of difference between them, in her own words. Now, those who think that Hillary will be better on foreign policy, that she's more hawkish, will be tougher. Look, that's an urban legend. She will be a third Obama term on national security policy. I think she will on domestic policy, too. So she wants to debate national security. I say bring it on.
Okay, any thoughts on the Brexit vote?
Well, you know, they're just fascinating new developments in London this morning. Boris Johnson, who was expected to be, if not the leader of the Conservative Party going forward, at least one of the final candidates, took himself out of the race this morning, stunning everybody in Britain. So the effects of this revolution are really still bubbling around in London. The Labour Party leader has lost a vote of confidence of his own party. This is the kind of shakeup in the political system I think we could stand in this country.
Do you see parallels between what's happening in the UK and what's happening in America right now?
I think there are parallels. I think you had the middle class and the working class in Britain rejecting the idea of this distant, unaccountable, opaque government in Brussels, this super state they're trying to create there. And what for the Brits, what they see in Brussels, I think Americans see in Washington. So get your pitchforks.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Ambassador John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations, it is always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Ambassador.
Glad to be here. Thanks so much.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, what happened on the Beltway? Well, here's the story. Was the crash inner loop as you pass Telegraph over towards Van Dorn? It's been cleared to the shoulder. So the closer you get to that area, the better the pace. But it has given us delays coming out of Maryland back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. That's the volume that takes us to the Wilson Bridge. And then we just can't shake it all heading into Virginia past Route 1. But we're almost there. 295 from the Beltway, jammed to the crash on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. The reason southbound isn't as jammed on the approach to the 11th Street Bridge is we can't get there. The accident as you come off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway out of Chevrolet, right at Eastern Avenue, now confined to the shoulder, but up ahead, new crash at Benning Road. A little bit complicated. 66 volume, 95, 395 incident free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day, although there is always the possibility, I guess, this time of year for an afternoon shower. They say a 30% chance. The high today will be 85. Tonight, a stray thunderstorm is possible, a low of 70. Tomorrow, they do say a 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms in the morning. We'll see. High of 89. Then on Saturday in the mid-80s. Sunday, the low 80s. 4th of July, Monday, a chance of afternoon showers, but overall a pretty nice day. Temperatures in the low 80s. Very pleasant. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
This is very interesting. And you watch the current leader of the free world, Barack Obama, as he moves around the country. It seems like there's just one thing on his mind. So he's in this meeting, they call it the meeting of the three amigos. Leader of Canada, the leader of Mexico, and the president. He's got this big press conference going on. And he was asked a question. The question had to do with, something about, I'm trying to find my notes on it. Trying to find out something about clean energy. That was the question. President would ask a question about clean energy.
Mm-hmm.
And as is always the case these days, he takes whatever question he's asked and he morphs it into some kind of backhanded slap at Donald Trump. And in this particular case, what he considers, people's attraction to Donald Trump is that he's a populist. Many people say he's very populist.
Right.
And here's what the president had to say about all that.
That they're fellow citizens who don't have fancy lawyers and accountants, that they can't benefit from those same tricks. Now, I suppose that makes me a populist. Somebody else who has never shown any regard for workers, has never fought on behalf of social justice issues or making sure that poor kids are getting a decent shot at life or have health care, in fact, have worked against economic opportunity for workers and ordinary people. They don't suddenly become a populist because they say something controversial in order to win votes.
Yeah, and get what happened. Asking a question about clean energy, and he turns it into some kind of backhanded insult of Donald Trump.
He can't help
without
himself.
Mentioning Donald Trump by name.
Right.
Yeah, well, Jake Tapper at CNN was watching this. They were doing live coverage of the event, as they often do, and I think Jake Tapper had it absolutely on target when he said,
It is one of the grandest ironies of this political year is that a giant real estate developer in New York is currently living rent-free in President Obama's head. Whatever the topic is, President Obama is eager to go after the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, whether the topic is ISIS after the Orlando shootings, or the topic is trade, or in this case, the question was about clean energy, and President Obama wanted to give a lesson as to what populism truly is.
I mean, the man can't take the stage or get near a microphone right now without actually doing something that attacks Donald Trump.
Or his agenda.
It does seem that that Donald Trump is like, the president is obsessed with him.
You would think he's still running for a third term, but of course Hillary is running for his third term, like Ambassador Bolton said. Yeah. But with that, it's also a slap in the face to the followers that are behind Donald Trump. And not only that, he's only invigorating Donald Trump's base. He's not invigorating his own base, because what he's saying is a lot of gobbledygook. The insults he's making are like the xenophobic, is a slap in the face to people like me who sit there and say, I defend America. It doesn't make me hate people who aren't American. They're not mutually the same.
Yep. Listen, it's absolutely true. And how difficult it must be to be the president of the United States in the waning days of your administration. You are a lame duck. You have absolutely
can't take it.
There's nothing you can accomplish. There's nothing left for you. You're just waiting out the clock at this point. And by the way, all of the things that you have been trying to do by executive order and executive fiat have been slapped down by the Supreme Court as being completely inappropriate, and in other places by other courts. So you've got to be very frustrating. And so what can he do? The only thing that he knows how to do, which is get involved in the campaign. He can't stand it that he can't accomplish anything. So he turns his attention, and in his head, as Jake Tapper says, it seems almost every waking moment in his head is that Donald Trump is out there saying things hysterical that drive him crazy.
It's well known he doesn't like the Clintons, but what's made it to Donald Trump's disadvantage in this is that he despises Donald Trump, because Donald Trump had actually come out and challenged his being born in the United States. We all remember that. In the last election cycle, he had a press conference that took everyone away from President Obama's attention. So President Obama is living in this world where he wishes he could still run for president. He's like this fish flailing around at the bottom of your boat, trying to get back in the water. And, you know, if you're a good fisherman, you're saying, no, you're going to be dinner.
All right. More with Jake Tapper at 8:35. It's now 7:22.
A giant real estate developer in New York is currently living rent-free in President Obama's head.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
The Ted Britt Summer Sales event is going on right now. Find the best sales in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus to thank the heroes serving in our military and our community. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. This is why we love Ted Britt Automotive. They stand behind their great vehicles, they stand behind the great deals they make, and they stand behind our first responders and members of our military. Visit one of their 9 great locations in Northern Virginia or check them out online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
Hey, it is now 7:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, when it rains, it pours. Here we go. We're still struggling to get into town. The initial crash, DC 295, as you come off of both 50 and the BW out of Chevrolet, right near Eastern Avenue. That's been cleared out of the travel lanes. And I know commuters have been frustrated trying to get past there. Now a crash at Benning Road with one lane blocked. So, again, we're not quite out of the woods there. On to the 11th Street Bridge. Once you make it there, jammed onto the freeway, the crash after the 3rd Street Tunnel definitely jams 295 north back to the Beltway. To the Wilson Bridge, we're back near Route 5 Branch Avenue, where just as you get on the bridge, I'm getting initial reports of a crash. I'm trying to find that in the traffic cameras. I'll have more in 10 minutes for you. On the Virginia side, we've cleared out inner loop between Telegraph and Van Dorn. That crash completely gone. At Annandale, a little bit of volume, and then north of 66 to the Legion Bridge, slowing. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high up to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 7:26. The joy of This is a sign that there are no new ideas in America today. I mean, I decry the fact that we have lost the ability to come up with new ideas and new innovations. PepsiCo, you know, they make the Pepsi Cola brand and all the Pepsi drinks, right? They have decided to bring back. They say it's by overwhelming fan demand.
Yeah.
They are going to bring back something that has been gone for a long time now, but apparently across the land there is such a hue and cry for this product that they've decided that they must bring it back. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Crystal Pepsi.
Never heard of it.
Well, you would not be alone in that. Here's the story. At one point in 1993, Pepsi decided that they were going to take this new product, Crystal Pepsi, which is Pepsi that's clear. I mean, that's the thing. It's Pepsi that doesn't
look
brown.
So it looks more natural. Yeah.
And they were going to put that out there, and they thought it would be a $1 billion brand. And they made big commercials for the 1993 Super Bowl, and then they launched the product. And you know what? The people yawned. They only received a 0.5% of the soda market in 1993.
I know why I missed it. I was stationed overseas.
Well, you missed it, and a lot of people ignored it, and they decided that they weren't going to. But now, apparently, for a limited time only, they are going to, because of, and this is a quote here, overwhelming fan demand, bring back Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, well.
The masses will be thrilled, I am sure.
Life is right now.
It is 7:28.
Hey, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind is always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase of $50 or more. Advance Auto Parts.
Let's get you back on the road. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to rehash this story, this unbelievable story about what happened on Tuesday at the airport in Arizona. The Attorney General of the United States has a secretive meeting with Bill Clinton that we found out about. You're not going to believe this story. Wait till you hear the details. It's all coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this morning, a Turkish official now says the Istanbul airport suicide attackers were from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan.
So there is that as more of a picture is being painted as far as who these three were who ultimately murdered 41 people here at the Istanbul airport. We also know early this morning, special ops police here in and around Istanbul have detained 16 different locations, 13 people. We have also learned on top of that, that an additional 9 others were detained in a western coastal city. I think we have to be careful with language, whether or not it is specifically connected to what happened here two nights ago at the Istanbul airport, or simply in the wake of these horrific attacks.
Correspondent Brooke Baldwin. One of the black boxes from the Egypt Air crash confirms there was smoke on board the plane. Preliminary information from the unit is consistent with smoke warnings transmitted by the jetliner shortly before it plunged into the Mediterranean Sea last month.
The next step is going to be to take a look at the cockpit recording of the voices of the pilots to find out exactly what they were reacting to, what kind of a situation they were reacting to.
Correspondent Jim Bitterman. The D.C. Statehood Commission has approved the name New Columbia if and when the district becomes the 51st state. Supporters say congressional statehood legislation has always used the name New Columbia. The most decorated Olympian ever is not done yet.
Michael Phelps won the 200-meter butterfly at the U.S. Olympic trials to qualify for the Rio Summer Games. It will be the fifth consecutive Olympics for Phelps, already the most decorated Olympian of all time with 22 medals, including 18 gold. I'm Al Smith.
Former London Mayor Boris Johnson now says he will not run for Conservative Party leader. Johnson was thought to have been a strong contender to replace David Cameron as Prime Minister. Cameron, of course, announced his resignation following last week's Brexit vote. And a two-day auction of the contents of Ronald and Nancy Reagan's California ranch home will include everything from personal mementos to objects the Reagans took with them to the White House. The auction is set for September 21st and 22nd in New York. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,695, the Nasdaq at 47,79. Sports, a strong performance by Max Scherzer and two homers by Daniel Murphy send the Nationals to another win over the Mets. The O's win again, beating San Diego. WNBA, the Mystics win again. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Comfort, safety, value, it all goes hand in hand. From our stand-up guys who are just different from most any other contractors you've had out to your home. These are clean-cut, stand-up guys, background check, professionally trained, great individuals. Hi, this is Dave Snell. We know 90% of the time we're dealing with housewives. I know when my wife is home, I have somebody come out. I'm always wondering, is it going to be somebody that I'm going to be concerned about? Is it going to be a stand-up guy or not? My guys are all stand-up guys. And that's the difference. We're very, very selective in the people that we hire. To be very honest with you, it's one at about every 50 we interview as a shot for working for our company. You'll be happy to invite my stand-up guys into your home. You just can't lose when you choose the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, trying to head around the Beltway. Of course, we have the delays through Annandale. We see that every morning. And again through Tyson's, but up ahead at the American Legion Bridge. That's where we have the report of the crash. That's where I'm seeing everyone trying to weave around the incident. Again, inner loop before you get across into Maryland on the American Legion Bridge. With the big delays on the Beltway, I'm also seeing the volume. Oh, now it's a report of a crash on the Georgetown Pike, 193, before you get to the Capitol Beltway. We know that's a tough trip and very windy and slow, so extra time for sure on 193 Georgetown Pike. Toll road slows to merge onto the Beltway backup. 66, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and toward the Vienna Metro. We've had the heavy volume. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to Route 5 Branch Avenue. We're on the bridge span. They were searching for the crash. Here we go through town. A long-standing crash, westbound freeway. Right after the 3rd Street Tunnel, DDOT says, looks like we just about have everything. Yep, they've confirmed they have it all cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy starting off this Thursday. An isolated thunderstorm may pop up this afternoon with a high of 85. A little bit of rain tonight with a low near 70. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Arlington, 67 in Waldorf, 68 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 736 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, a special in-studio guest, Gary Byrne. Who is he? He's a former Secret Service officer who covered Clinton, protected Clinton, and First Lady Hillary Clinton at the White House when they were in office. And he's written a book, and it's pretty eye-opening. And you don't want to miss it at 8:05. 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson, filling in ably today for Larry O'Connor, who will be filling in later for Chris Plant, is Jesse Jane Duff. Hello,
Jesse. That's me.
Jane.
Good morning, motivators.
Good to have you. All right, we want to turn our attention to this amazing story that we found out about yesterday. Look, I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I've been in this town for 30 years, and I thought that I had seen egregious things happen before, but there is nothing that I have ever witnessed in this town that I think is more egregious than what happened on Tuesday at the Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix, Arizona. If you don't know about it, let me lay out the facts for you. There is going to be a speech given in Phoenix by the Attorney General of the United States, Loretta Lynch. As she arrives at the airport, she claims she doesn't know, but Bill Clinton was at the airport getting ready to depart from a golf game. He just had a golf game, and he was getting ready to leave. And apparently, there on the tarmac for about 30 minutes was a meeting between Bill Clinton and the Attorney General of the United States. Now, it comes at a time politically charged where the Justice Department and the FBI are investigating his wife over that email server. There are also questions about the actions of the Clinton Global Initiative and the Clinton Foundation, and whether or not there was a pay-to-play sort of arrangement where you had to give a donation to the Clinton Foundation in order to get favorable treatment over at the State Department. And that's very much under investigation. In this politically charged environment, they had a meeting on one of the planes.
And we don't know which plane.
We don't know which plane. But listen to what Loretta Lynch. Now, we wouldn't have known about this at all had it not been for an intrepid TV reporter in Phoenix who happened to ask Loretta Lynch about this at a press conference. They somehow found out about it. Here is what she said happened during that meeting.
When I was landing at the airport, I did see President Clinton at the Phoenix airport as I was leaving, and he spoke to myself and my husband on the plane. Our conversation was a great deal about his grandchildren. There was no discussion of any matter pending before the department or any matter pending before any other body. There was no discussion of Benghazi, no discussion of the State Department emails by way of example.
Now, that she immediately went there without being asked extremely interesting, isn't it?
She knew the perspective. And you know what? It just dawned on me. It's June. I am now under the belief that this was planned, because if anybody's ever been to Phoenix in June, it is really not the prime time to play golf.
Yeah. Well, there you have that. All right. So here's the thing. There was this thing called conflict of interest in the legal world. And the standard for declaring that there's been a conflict of interest, or an apparent conflict, if it appears that there's been a conflict, is that you should recuse yourself. And the standard is, did it look bad? Could reasonable people look at what has happened and make the conclusion that it was inappropriate, or that something inappropriate could have happened? And I don't care what she says they talked about. We had legal analyst Joe DeGenova said, just the appearance means that she should recuse herself. She won't, but she should. Here's the other thing. I don't believe this was happenstance. I don't believe, Brian Wilson speaking personally.
I
do not believe this was an accident.
June, golf,
that's
Phoenix.
Right. In the world of corporate finance, for example, let's say you're in the corporate world, right? And you need to have a secret meeting because you're talking about some merger and you don't want people to know. This is what you do. Each side gets into their corporate jet and goes to some remote airport and has a meeting. They do it all the time. It's a way for them to conduct business without anybody seeing that they're conducting business. I think this was designed from the very start for them to have an off-the-record conversation that we weren't ever supposed to know about, but somehow we did find out about.
Of course.
Because when the Attorney General was asked about it, she had her cover story ready, that they talked about golf and that they talked about grandchildren. And
regardless, and what matters, she knows the perception.
That's right. The perception is bad. And here's what we need to know now. Which plane did this take place on? Did it happen to take place on Bill Clinton's private plane? Or did it take place on the Attorney General's plane, which, by the way, is handled by the FBI? FBI pilots, she has FBI security around her. If she made the decision to leave her plane and walk away and go over to his plane, It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable to me that she wouldn't.
And if he came up those stairs to her plane, you know, Bubba's going to push as hard as he can. She should have had the dignity and respect to stand up and say, "Mr. President, it's a pleasure to see you, but I cannot speak with you due to the circumstances surrounding your wife."
And done it in the presence of a witness.
Exactly. She knows how this looks. She knows full well, planned or unplanned. And the legal analyst said the grounds to recuse herself would be personal, political, or financial. Just the mere fact there's a personal relationship for them to sit and chit chat for 30 minutes tells you she's involved.
I want her to recuse herself, but furthermore, I am just stunned that the top law enforcement officer in this country, did not have any perception of the fact that this was a meeting she should not have been involved in.
Oh, she knew.
She knew
didn't think she was
going to
get caught.
She didn't think she was going to get caught. That's exactly what I think. Well, what do you think was talked about? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. We'll take your calls in just a moment. I'd like to know what you think was discussed, and do you think she should recuse herself? Your calls in just a moment. It's 743.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Your call straight ahead. What do you think happened on that tarmac in Phoenix? We'll take your calls in just a moment. Right now, it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway's been busy this morning. Interloop on the American Legion Bridge still with one lane blocked with the crash. Big delays trying to push out of Virginia back near Tyson's before you get 66, actually. And it slows the feeder roads that are joining up onto the Beltway, especially the George Washington Parkway that's really getting hung up. Extra volume on the Georgetown Pike, not only because of the Beltway, but it's trying to get there. The accident after Swinks Mill Road before you get to the Beltway, still see some activity. No problems right now to report. Let's keep it that way on 66. Heavy, though, leaving Manassas through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and toward the Vienna Metro to the Wilson Bridge, backups near St. Barnabas Road, but then 295 jammed. Here's the story. The longstanding crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel off the freeway finally cleared, but it'll be a while till we can clear out these big backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high up to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees on WMAL. We're talking about this meeting that we found out about that occurred on Tuesday at the airport in Arizona. There was a 30-minute meeting aboard one of the aircraft. There are conflicting reports about which aircraft it was. Some say it was the president's aircraft, which would have been a private aircraft. Some say it took place aboard the attorney general's aircraft, which would be a government aircraft maintained and operated by the FBI. But one way or the other, there was a 30-minute meeting between Bill Clinton and the attorney general at a time when the Justice Department and FBI are investigating
his wife.
And that is completely inappropriate.
Who's running for president?
That's right.
Come on.
I mean, there is no more politically charged story that I have ever seen, because this comes at a time and a place when the decision that's going to be made by the Justice Department could well change the course of this election. And so that's what the stakes are. Bill Clinton meets with Loretta Lynch. What do you think was discussed there? Linda in Gaithersburg, start us off. You're on with Brian, and this morning it's Jesse Jane in for Larry.
She didn't answer the question. The reporter asked her, did
she think it was appropriate to have that meeting? And she went on for a couple minutes about without answering the question.
Yeah, and it's interesting that she said, yeah, we had a meeting on the plane.
As he was leaving.
But she didn't say which plane.
And she says, as he was leaving, she made it sound as if they were like in line at Chipotle to get their new beef burrito. I mean, come on.
Yeah. How about Radu and Potomac? You're on with Brian and Jesse Jane. What do you think they were discussing there?
Well, of course she should recuse herself, but she won't. Of course they discuss all those things. You know, the Clintons are the Teflon Dons. I used to live in New York City for 32 years, and over there we used to have John Gotti, who was the head of the Gambino family, and he was called the Teflon Don because everything slid off him. That's the way the Clintons are. They are the head of the Clinton Mafia family. And unfortunately, as much as I hate that witch, she will be the next president of the United States. It's disgusting, but she will be the next president. I can't stand it, but again, I don't see another way because they're not going to get indicted.
All right. Thank you for that, Radu. I greatly appreciate that. Tim in Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Jesse Jane. What do you think happened on that tarmac?
Hey, I have a different view. I think she did on purpose because I think she doesn't want to make a decision, and she's looking for a way that she can legally recuse herself so she doesn't have to make a decision because she knows how bad it really is.
So you think this was her way of trying to get out of having to make the decision that she can now say, I'm going to recuse myself, I want to be above reproach, I'm sorry, probably shouldn't have done that meeting, but let's make sure that, and then that gets her out of having to make the tough decision.
Purpose. And the next question is, if she's not the one to make the decision, and she's not there, who does make the
decision? Well, we asked that of Joe DeGeneva, and he said there's a deputy in place who it would fall to, and he said, but it wouldn't change.
Right, be Lynch's puppet.
Yeah, that's right.
You know.
It would be, but it wouldn't be the Attorney General of the United States. That's interesting. Greg in Leesburg, you're up next with Brian and Jesse Jane this morning.
Good morning. Point number one is this is exactly why you have a special prosecutor on issues that are this large. Because you can't allow this kind of nonsense to happen. The Clintons have, for 30 or 40 years, put their thumb on the scales of justice, no matter where they're at, whether it was Arkansas, Washington, or while she's running for president. They apply undue pressure to everybody around them and make their lives either uncomfortable or extremely dangerous to be around them in the event that you should cross them in any way, shape, or form. Your partner there this morning nailed it. Bubba wasn't in Arizona playing golf in June. Come on, sports fans.
It's June.
We're not that stupid.
Yep. I have a hard time.
It's over 100 degrees out there at this time of year.
I have a hard time arguing with that. I mean, you can play. You know, look, it's a good cover story. And it's a good, you know, everybody knows Bubba loves golf, right?
Yeah.
And so Bubba said, I just happened to be here playing golf. And, you know, and I found out that
of all the places he would go.
Yeah. It was so inappropriate to hold this meeting. Any lawyer that I know would understand that this was a potential conflict of interest. It should never have happened.
And
even if the discussion was about grandchildren, even if it's discussed about golf, which I don't think it was, but even if it was absolutely inappropriate for them to have any conversation in this environment.
And I have to disagree with one of the callers who said she will be the next president. No, she may not. If we drive this home of the corruption that is infested in the Clinton culture, and we have to drive it home, we can never stop.
It's 7:51.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Time check, see how your money's doing. Unless the CNBC Business Report is brought to you by Audience Partners. Here is Courtney Reagan.
Good morning. Stocks are on track for their third day of gains. This is the last trading day of June and the last day of the quarter. Over the past 3 months, Pfizer was the best performing stock, rising 18%. Apple,
was the worst, with its shares falling 13%. Business fell at Darden restaurants the past 3 months. Darden's profits rose, but fewer customers came into its Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse restaurants. Officials in Spain raided Google's offices this morning. They're looking for information regarding an ongoing investigation into Google's taxes. The European Union has opened an investigation into the company that makes Budweiser beer. Officials want to know if AB InBev stopped cheaper beers from flowing into Belgium. And gourmet sandwich shop Jimmy John's is looking for a hero. The company reportedly wants to sell a majority stake to a private equity firm that could value Jimmy John's at more than $2 billion. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, around the Beltway, here's the story to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5. Leaving Springfield to Annandale with a very little break in between, then you hit the tie-ups to try to get to the American Legion Bridge where crews are dealing with the crash. 66, everyone heavy actually to merge onto the Beltway slowdowns. The Georgetown Pike eastbound prior to the Beltway after Swinks Mill Road, that's where we had the crash. George Washington Parkway northbound, the story is just trying to get up onto the Beltway. Had some callers saying, what is going on here? Top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95 and around to Georgia Avenue slowing. DC 295, our second crash in the morning at Benning Road. You should find that to the shoulder, but big delays out of Chevrolet as a result. Update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy conditions ahead of us today with a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm. The high will reach 85. Rain exits this evening with an overnight low near 70. And scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday with a high up to 89. Dry on Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 756.
How'd you like to look forward to coming to work on Monday morning? Actually get excited about your job. At WMAL, some people here don't even consider this to be work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcasts. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WMAL is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, myself, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@wmal.com. That's 202-895-2444 or email sales@wmal.com.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS Neurohealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Back when the Clintons were in office, Gary Byrne was a Secret Service uniform officer posted right outside the Oval Office. And he has some stories to tell in his new book. He will join us in studio coming up after the news. Also, Jake Tapper, the next hour. It is 8 o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM.